This is the Sakar Murli of 4th of July 2025. Essence: sweet children, become free from bondage and remain busy doing service, because you can earn a huge income by doing this service. You become the masters of paradise for 21 births. Question: which habit should each one of you children instill in yourself? Answer: that of explaining points of the Murli. If your Brahmin teacher goes somewhere, it should be possible to hold a class among yourselves. If you do not learn how to conduct a class, how would it be possible to make others become like yourselves? You should not become confused without your Brahmin teacher. This study is simple. Continue to keep your classes going, because this practice is also required. Song: look at your face in the mirror of your heart, O man. Om Shanti. When you children are listening to this knowledge, let each of you sit with the faith that you are a soul, and also have the faith that the Father, the Supreme Soul, is speaking to you. Only the One Father gives these directions. These directions are called Srimat. Sri means the most elevated of all. He is the unlimited Father who is called God, the highest on high. There are many human beings who don't have the love to consider the Supreme Soul to be the Father. Although they worship Shiva and remember him with a lot of love, human beings have also said that the Supreme Soul is in everyone. Therefore, for whom would they have that love? This is how their intellects have come to have no love for the Father. On the path of devotion, when they have sorrow or some illness, etc., they show their love. They say, O God, protect me. You children know that the Gita was the Srimat given by God through this mouth. There is no other scripture in which God taught Raja Yoga or gave Srimat. There is just the one Gita of Bharat. That has a great deal of impact. Only the Gita is spoken by God. When the word God is said, one's vision goes towards the incorporeal one. People point their finger upwards. They would never say this of Sri Krishna, because he is a bodily being. You now understand about your relationship with him. Therefore, you are told to remember the Father and have love for him. Souls remember their Father. God is now teaching you, children. Therefore, you should have a great deal of intoxication. It should also be permanent. It should not be that when your teacher is in front of you, you are intoxicated, and when she is not there, your intoxication disappears and you say that you are unable to conduct the class without your teacher. Baba explains that at some centres the teacher might go away for 5 to 6 months, and that the students are able to look after their centre because this study is very simple. Some become blind or lame without their teacher. Because their teacher has gone somewhere, they stop going to their centre. Ah, but there are many other students there too. Are you not able to conduct a class? When a guru goes somewhere, his disciples take care of everything in his absence. You children have to do service. Students are number wise. Bhaktada knows where he has to send the first class children. You children have been studying for many years. Therefore, you must have learnt something in order to be able to get together and run your centre yourselves. You continue to receive Murlis. An explanation is given on the basis of the points. You have developed the habit of listening, but not the habit of giving this knowledge. If you stay in remembrance, you will be able to imbibe this knowledge. There has to be someone at your centre who could say, "Okay, the teacher isn't here, and so I can manage the centre." Baba has sent the teacher to another good centre to do service. Therefore, you should not become confused without your teacher. If you don't become like your teacher, how are you going to make others become like you? How would you create subjects? Everyone receives Murlis. You children should be happy to sit on the gaddi and explain this knowledge to others. By practicing this, you can become serviceable. When Baba asks whether you have become serviceable, no one comes forward. You should take leave from work to do service. Wherever you are invited to go to do service, take leave and go there. The children who are free from bondage can do such service. The income you earn from this government is much greater than the income from that government. God is teaching you, through which you become the masters of paradise for 21 births. The income you earn is huge. What would you receive from that income? Temporary happiness. Here you become the masters of the world. Those who have firm faith would say that they will become busy doing this service. However, there has to be full intoxication. Each of you needs to check yourself and see whether you are able to explain this knowledge to others. It is very easy. At the end of the Iron Age, there are billions of human beings, whereas in the Golden Age, there will definitely only be a few. The Father would surely come at the confluence age to establish it. The old world has to be destroyed. The Mahabharata war is very famous. This war only takes place after God comes and teaches Raja Yoga for the Golden Age and makes you into the kings of kings. He enables you to reach your Karmatit stage. He says, "Renounce your bodies and all your bodily religions and remember me alone, and your sins will continue to be cut away." Effort is needed to consider yourself to be a soul and to remember the Father. Not a single human being knows the meaning of yoga. The Father explains that the path of devotion is fixed in the Dharma. The path of devotion has to continue. It is predestined in this play. This knowledge, devotion and disinterest. There are two types of disinterest. One is limited disinterest and the other is unlimited. You children are now making effort to forget the whole of this old world, because you know that you are now going to the temple of Shiva, that pure world. All of you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are brothers and sisters. You cannot have vicious vision. Nowadays everyone's vision has become criminal because they are Tamo Pradhan. This world is called hell, but no one considers himself to be a resident of hell. Because they don't know themselves, they say that heaven and hell both exist here together. Each one says whatever enters his mind. This is not heaven. there was a kingdom in heaven. They were religious and righteous. They had so much power. You are now once again making effort. You will then become the masters of the world. You come here in order to become the masters of the world. Heavenly God the Father, who is called Shiva, the Supreme Soul, is teaching you. You children should have so much intoxication. This knowledge is absolutely easy. You children have to renounce all your old habits. The habit of jealousy causes a great deal of harm. Everything of yours depends on the Murlis from which you can explain this knowledge to anyone. But there is jealousy inside some of you. They feel, that one is not a teacher, what does she know? Then they don't go to class the next day. It is these old habits that cause disservice. This knowledge is very easy. Kumaris don't have a job, etc. When some are asked whether that study is good or this study is good, they say, this study is very good. Baba, I will no longer study that study. My heart is no longer in that. If her physical father is not in this knowledge, she is beaten. Some daughters are still weak. You should explain that you will become an empress through this study. Through that study, you will only be able to do a job worth pennies. This study enables you to become a master of heaven for your future 21 births. Even the subjects also become the residents of heaven. At present, everyone is a resident of hell. The Father now says that you were full of all virtues. You have now become so Tamo Pradhan. You have continued to come down the ladder. Bharat, which was called the golden sparrow, is no longer even a pebble. Bharat used to be 100% solvent. It has now become 100% insolvent. You know that you were the masters of the world, lords of divinity. Then, after taking 84 births, you have now become lords of stone. They are in fact human beings, but they are called lords of divinity and lords of stone. You heard in the song, look within yourself and see to what extent you have become worthy. There is the example of Narad. Day by day, everyone continues to come down. Having gradually fallen, they are now trapped in the quicksand up to their necks. You Brahmins now take hold of them all by their topknots and pull them out of the quicksand. There is no other part of the body you can hold on to. Therefore, it is easy to pull them out by their topknots. In order to remove them from the quicksand, you have to take hold of their topknots. They are so trapped in that quicksand, don't even ask. It is the kingdom of devotion. You now say, Baba, we also came to you in the previous cycle to claim our fortune of the kingdom. Although people build temples to Lakshmi and Narayan, they don't know how they became the masters of the world. You have now become so sensible. You know how they attained their fortune of the kingdom and how they then took 84 births. Birla has built many temples, but they, Lakshmi and Narayan, are just made like dolls. Those are small dolls, and that one, Birla, makes big dolls, idols. They make idols and then worship them. Not to know their occupation is like worshipping dolls. You now understand how wealthy the Father made you, and how impoverished you have now become. Those who were worthy of worship have now become worshippers. Devotees say of God that he is both worthy of worship and a worshipper, that he causes sorrow and also gives happiness, that he himself does everything. They become so intoxicated with that. They say that souls are immune to the effect of action, that no matter what you eat or drink, or how you enjoy yourself, it is your body that will experience the effect of that, and that it will be purified by bathing it in the Ganges, and that you can therefore eat whatever you want. Look how much fashion there is. Whatever system and custom someone creates, that system and custom continues. The Father explains, "Now come out of that ocean of poison and come to the temple of Shiva." The Golden Age is called an ocean of milk. This is an ocean of poison. You know that you became impure while taking 84 births, and that was why you called out to the Purifier Father. When you use pictures to explain, it becomes easy for people to understand. The full 84 births are explained in detail in the picture of the ladder. If you are not even able to explain such an easy aspect to anyone, Baba would then understand that you're not studying fully and that you're not making any progress. The duty of you Brahmins is to buzz this knowledge to the insects and make them become like yourselves. Your efforts are to shed your old skin and take new ones, just as a snake does. You know that your bodies are old and decayed. They have to be shed. This world is old and these bodies are also old. You now have to shed them and go to that new world. This study of yours is for that new world of heaven. This old world has to be destroyed. From just one wave of an ocean, there will be upheaval everywhere. Destruction has to take place. Natural calamities will not leave anyone out. Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Remove the old habits of jealousy, etc., that you have within yourselves, and stay together with a lot of love. Don't stop studying because of jealousy. 2. Renounce all awareness of your old and decayed body. Become like a buzzing moth and buzz this knowledge to others and do the service of making them become like yourself. Become busy in doing this spiritual business. Blessing. May you experience supersensuous joy by remaining free from any bondage of your mind and become a bestower of liberation. To swing in supersensuous joy is the speciality of you confluence-aged Brahmins. However, any bondage of thoughts in your mind will not allow you to experience inner happiness or supersensuous joy. To be tied by some bondage of waste thoughts, jealousy, carelessness, or thought of laziness is a bondage of your mind. Out of ego, such souls will always continue to think of blaming others. Their power of realization finishes and so they have to be liberated from those subtle bondages. Only then will they be able to become bestowers of liberation. Slogan: keep your mine of happiness so full that no waves of sorrow can come to you. Avyakt signal: accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. There is just one easy way to make the seed of an elevated thought fruitful. It is to continue to fill that seed with power at every moment by constantly being connected to the Father, the seed. In your seed form, the seeds of your thoughts will easily and naturally continue to grow and become fruitful. The power of your thoughts will be accumulated. Om Shanti.